on the programme yesterday. We had a special show. It came from the Ambulance Centre in Belfast, and it followed all the people that come to our aid when we are in need, paramedics, and of course, the calls. We were given access to some of the calls that we have made to that centre. Everything from childbirth, birth to cardiac arrest, and even actually falling over and breaking your ankle when you're walking up Cave Hill. But what many of us do not realise is the importance of volunteers. Mark Winter is a community first responder for the ambulance service. Now, he arrived on the scene when Armagh man Colin McBrain had a cardiac arrest at his home. He spoke to our reporter, Nicola Weir.
Ambulance service, tell me exactly what's happened.
Right, my husband, he was just on the side of the bed. He was complaining of not feeling very well. He didn't say in what way. I went downstairs to go to the toilet, and I just heard a bang, and I come back up, and he is lying on the bed. Or he's collapsed, and he's on the floor.
I remember arriving into an attic room with four paramedics, Magella and Collie, and basically I was stepping over everyone just to be ready to be used, basically, if required.
And what is your role? So you were called there, but why were you called there? I mean, we had, Collie seems to have had the best treatment going.
Well, basically when the 999 call comes in, the call obviously goes to our colleagues here, but as a community first responder, we get the call as well, because sometimes we'll arrive and the crews are elsewhere dealing with another incident, and we're kitted out with defibs and all ready to go.
So when you arrived, you knew that Collie was getting the best care, but you do stay around. What would you do in that situation whenever there's other colleagues there?
Well, basically what we would find as community first responders, even if there is a crew on scene, we can be there to assist them, whether it's taking down medications, looking after a family member. You know, there's other things that we could be doing whilst they're doing the more important stuff. But, I mean, I remember on that night, I got down beside Collie, and Kerry, I think, was doing CPR, and then she asked me then to take over, and I took over and started doing CPR. And I suppose every set of hands is important. And I always remember Kerry saying to me, I think you said, we've got something. She got a pulse, but Kerry told me to keep going until we got something stronger, and then it was time critical then to get him wrapped up and out of that room.
What does it feel like sitting here today, looking at this gentleman, knowing that, you know, you saved his life?
I feel quite a bit proud of myself to know that I've been part of this team to do this. And it's just nice to know the end story, because we never get to see what the end story is. And it's just nice to see him sitting here with Angela.
1, 2, 3, 4. Just keep going till the crew arrive, okay?
Come on, Colin.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
And Colin, you've been sitting here listening to stories essentially about you. What goes through your mind whenever you hear these people talking about you?
They're just heroes. It's just, you know, I always say, not all heroes wear capes. These guys are superheroes. I can't thank them enough. Thanks is just, it's not high enough.
They say something like this changes your life forever, and you were a very young man whenever you had your cardiac arrest. How has it changed your life?
You appreciate things more, you know, it's I don't know, family too, you know, it's you look at things different.
Go. That was Nicola Weir reporting with Mark Winter, a community first responder. So they are volunteers with the ambulance service. And I guess, again, you don't think about this until you need it, until you pick up the phone, or someone that is there to try and help you picks up the phone and dials 999 and the people that come to your aid. If you want, you can listen to yesterday's programme in full. Head to bbc.co.uk/Nolan, or indeed search for Nolan in the BBC Sounds app.